Joining me just after they got interrupted by a fire alarm. Vice, and we've got Tom, Aidan, and
Connor.
Do you enjoy that then, fellas?
It was absolutely phenomenal, really.
Yeah.
It was
absolutely, yeah.
It was a strange experience. Yeah, I don't think we've actually ever done anything where a fire alarm's gone off halfway through. But, you know, it
happens. Like the gods of rock saying, time to stop those.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think Connor was getting a bit too quick in Vultures. You know, when you're like, I mean, it's the second time we played the song live.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could feel it getting a bit quicker and quicker, and all of a sudden it was like,
that's
go.
That's what it is. Yeah.
It triggered the fire alarm.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was getting a bit too warm in there, and I could do with, like, some sort of... like
sprinkler
a fan
system.
Or something. Yes. By the way, the sprinklers didn't go off. It was
we'll
just
have to try it next time.
It was just the way you were standing and
exactly.
the way the trousers felt. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
You make a good fire marshal, though.
Mate,
get out.
The thing is, you've got to be that kind of guy, because if if it sets on fire, right...
Yeah.
All your merch will burn.
Ah, money.
Money. So me and Aidan both took our guitars out. Guitars and a dingwall, whatever they call it. So you've got to get your priorities right.
Just the sticks.
And, you know, the thing is, if everyone in there burns and dies, you're not going to get any merchandise sold.
No.
So, really.
Well, it's one way of looking at it, I suppose, isn't it?
What I actually meant to say was, I am very sorry, everyone. I was... considering their safety.
You did a very fine job.
He did a very good job.
Yeah, because as we all know, it's fire that kills, it's smoke.
Yeah.
So yes.
Just got to get it out there. Yeah.
Luckily, there was neither.
There was neither. The fuse in the IT room.
It was just me playing too loud.
Yeah,
sorry.
Connor played too loud. A fuse went upside down and he set fire to something downstairs.
Friction on the drum skin. You know.
That's what it is, yeah.
There's actually a bloke downstairs we've not heard from for about 10 minutes, but, you know, it's all right.
Well, he's burnt to a crisp by now anyway, so it doesn't matter.
As long as he's not really salted.
God's sake. I'm the dad jokes.
Sorry.
It would appear Tom's
I
dad
know,
jokes.
He got that one in there. Oh, he's trying to steal my personality. The charismatic bugger.
Too young for dad jokes.
Yeah.
You really are.
Unless Abby's not telling us something.
Well, there might be a dad somewhere.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit before the matter to edit out. Just for your sense of penis.
Yeah. I think this is going to go wrong.
Yeah,
it's going wrong
quite
quickly, isn't it?
That's fine. That's fine.
It's not a problem.
So a couple of new songs in there as well?
Yes.
God, that sounded professional for a minute. Didn't it?
Oh, cool. It's all right.
That's cool.
Normal service will be resumed soon.
40% of the set was original and new.
And new?
Mm. You've done the maths.
Wow.
Well, it's... I'm not
no, it's 60%.
How is it? We did 5 songs.
Oh, shit.
Well, we did 6 songs if you count the third song twice.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you only got a C in maths. You have to be... slow.
So anyway,
I can't count
maths. Next week on Countdown.
Yeah, Carol, come over here, love.
Carol,
God, you don't, that's a bit
you don't
dated.
Watch much here.
Carol Vorderman, isn't it?
No, not anymore.
It used to
Rachel
be
Rachel Riley.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know a lot of stories about Rachel Riley, but that's for another interview.
Right, Connor, you can have one now. You can have your moment.
Right, what's my moment gonna be? Right,
hi, so I'm Tom from Vice, and welcome to this interview.
Yeah, so we had five songs in there, two were
right,
new, off
go
the new album.
Let's go fresh from that bit.
Off the new album.
Off the new album, which is coming out at some point in the future. It took 5 years to write the first chapter, so we're putting, hopefully this year, but it might be next year or the year after, or we're just writing one. We're just writing an album.
I'm going to take over here. So obviously the first chapter took a while because we were getting the lineup right.
Yeah.
Kind of deciding which direction like we wanted to go. Obviously we had to get the artwork done by Andy Pilkington.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic job. And then we had the issues of obviously certain members leaving the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then fortunately Aidan popped up one day and said, right, you know, let me come in, give it a shot. And we kind of decided that we were going to do it from, I think it was October till December. It's kind of like a 3-month grace period.
The Babylon Fire album launch was coming up, Heresy in Black, I think.
Yes.
And you guys were on main support for that, and then all of a sudden you went, our standing can't do it anymore.
Yeah, we haven't got a bass player.
So the Monday they asked me, and then the Friday I did the gig.
So obviously that kind of cemented the lineup that we've got now.
Yeah, man.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
I mean, to be fair, you nailed it, and that's a compliment on an interview I'm actually going to give you.
Yep.
So...
I wasn't even plugged in the whole show, you didn't notice, but yeah, no, I nailed it,
Pro Tools.
Pro Tools
works well.
But obviously, yeah, I mean, we are heavily involved right now with Album 2,
yeah.
So that's why we've kind of taken so long to come into gigging this year.
Yeah.
Me and Aidan have been very hard at work writing riffs, because, I mean, the way that we work is we'll write a riff between each other, kind of juggle it around with each other, and then obviously Connor will come in, he'll lay the drums down to it,
mm-hmm.
and that's how our songs get wrote. And wrote is the word I wanted.
You got it.
So it's don't worry, we're not going to rush it.
No.
We're just going to let it flow naturally. And I mean, hopefully, latter end of this year, might be ready for production.
Yeah, I mean, there's different elements in it this time where I'm like, no, that's too fast. And like, we need to slow that bit down. And it's like, oh, God, we've got to slow this bit down. And it's finding the right balance between what you do, what I do, what Connor does, and making sure it doesn't all sound like a massive jumbled up mess of just.
I think the best way to put it is, I mean, the first chapter was obviously a lot of me.
Yeah.
I wrote pretty much, you could probably say 90% of it, unfortunately, which is the worst thing to say. No discredit to the other guys, of course, that were previously in the band. But with Aidan working by my side, it's been a complete different kind of scenario. Because normally it was, I wrote the riff, decided if I was happy with it or not. Then Connor would go, yep, yeah, that's cool, and that's it. Whereas me and Aidan writing together, it's been a complete whirlwind for me. You know, it's like, wrote a riff, it's like, nah, you can do better. What?
Well, that's the vibe we all sort of go for, really. If we do write something and we think we can do better, it's always like, you know, nudging the side, you know, you can do better.
It's, I mean, the one thing I say is like, if I program some drums for like a demo track for Connor so he knows the feel of the song, I just kind of send him a message going, sorry, mate. Yeah. It's probably the easiest way I can put it.
It always starts with an apology.
Yeah, sorry about this, but
he kind of knows when I've been writing, so I put, sorry, mate. You know, so he knows where it's going.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great fun, don't we?
And that's where it starts. It starts with riffs, and then you go from there.
Yeah, it kind of.
Aki on Pro Tools, me on my, well, just voice recorder on my phone because I'm currently setting up my little home studio. So he's like, I can't really hear it. It's just, we're not using it. I can't hear it. I don't like it. Just sounds like a
the way we normally
sounds about right.
Yeah.
The way we normally do it is me and Aidan will meet up, and obviously, like I say, we'll have a bit of a writing session. We'll put something together. Then obviously, we'll take it into the rehearsal studio. Have a word with Connor, and he'll either go, "Yep, that's great," or "Yep, that's great," and then obviously work from there.
The second we go into the rehearsal, because how we do it, Aki, is record sort of demos as it's working, and then when we go into the rehearsal, it's like, right, we're going to try a song 4 out, and it's like, okay, and we all know what we're playing. And it's just like that instant sort of, oh, right, the song's there. Yeah. So we need to tweak that, do this, do that, bit of vocals, let's see what we've got, and then we'll do like vocal demos and then see what's happening.
Yeah.
I think the way to put it is Vice is a much better unit than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Is the easiest way I can put it. I mean, we're tighter. We sound bigger as a three-piece, so we've kind of got our sound now. Yeah. I think it's the best way.
That's one of the things I've seen you a few times now, and the sound is big. It's a big sound from a three-piece band, and you kind of, when you're as old as I am, and you kind of say, "Oh, three-piece again, here we go." And quite often you can come away going, "That would have sounded really good with another guitar or somebody flowering around on keyboards or something." Yeah.
Keyboards.
Sometimes it's a bit, why not? Keyboards are great.
I think it's fair to say.
It is 1987, isn't it?
We were all a bit heartbroken when, obviously, the event happened, but we just thought, we tried auditioning people, and it just wasn't for us.
No.
I think we've become that tight as a unit now. We know that as a three-piece, we can do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've all got the ability to do it. We've got the technology to help us out to do it.
Yeah.
And we're just going to stick as it, I think.
No, it certainly works live. And the sort of sum of the parts is a big sound.
Mm. Yeah.
That I've never come away going, nothing that I've ever heard when you've played it, sort of come, that would have sounded good with this. It's it works.
Yeah. I'll chuck you that tenner later.
That's all right. You didn't get the memo, it's 30 now.
Damn
ten
it.
Each. £10
10 each.
If I travel down 180 miles, it's a tenner each.
God, I bet you're dying to interview Slipknot, aren't you? £90, here we go.
£90 straight away.
Trouble is, even started.
Trouble is, I don't like Slipknot, so I wouldn't interview
him. Even better, there you go, that's the reason. £90.
It just wouldn't work.
So Tom, why have you got too many members?
how many drummers does a band need?
I just about get on with one.
Yeah.
they don't need one, it's fine.
No Pro Tools.
They don't need one.
is it because they want to do some sort of proggy type time signatures so none of them can count more than three? So it's like,
well, I've only got a C in maths, so proggy stuff is.
I'm going to shut up here because I was a right nerd.
You're going to go nerd? Go
I was like A stars.
A stars? No way!
Of course, that absolutely means nothing because no employer ever checks your GCSEs.
No.
No. I can't
not
believe
at all.
That. I never knew that.
What do you mean you can't believe that?
They do.
Do they? Mm. All right. Shit.
Some do.
Some do.
The worst thing I was actually really surprised about, that I actually got an A star in English Lit.
Really?
I mean, I never read that thing, what was it, Of Mice and Men?
Hang on, can you hear that? No, you'll
be Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, we did Of Mice and Men, and I've no idea what was on about.
Since forever.
Yeah, why can't we have done something decent like Lord of the Rings? Because Tolkien's reading's so much better.
Yeah,
but you've got 18 months to get it through. It'll take most kids.
Can you not think, like, back at school, you used to bring the AVs, you used to call it. It's right. Like you could watch the film. Why would I want to watch a film of Mice and Men when I could watch all three of Lord of the Rings? Extended.
Back to back.
Extended.
Back to back.
Without toilet breaks.
God, I feel old.
It's not possible. We've gone massively off subject.
We didn't even have a video recorder the first time I saw a telly in school.
Wow.
Fucking great. Big trolley, though. Yeah. Huge. Mind you, I was about five, so it wouldn't have been when you're five. But
like that scene in Toy Story, you know, with the claw. Wow!
Yeah. It's bizarre. The only ever question that I ask everybody, mm-hmm. it tries to pull it sort of some sensible order. See those zeros?
Yeah, it's not working,
that's
is
why
it?
That's why I don't drink the real stuff, because I can't speak sober.
Well, we have to say a thank you to Kevin for this, because it's actually got some really nice Amstel in.
Mm, it is.
So,
very nice.
It's a very nice beverage.
He does look after people.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll give him that.
Definitely.
Go on.
So,
Hills.
Knew one of them would.
Great, Alex.
That was really good.
Without missing a beat.
What can you remember was the first time you went, I need to play rock music, and that's what got you? Can you remember what it was?
Connor can go first.
Rammstein.
Yes. I saw Rammstein. It was not live, but it was on like a DVD. Saw them live, like just on the telly, just like crazy mad. That stage show and that sort of vibe that they had going for them. I'm just like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll be doing, but I just know for a fact I want to do that, whatever that is, you know.
Yeah.
Just that whole thing was just like, the whole stage show and everything just like drew me right in, you know. All about it.
Cat of Pyros, you've got too much hair.
They're not like Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Is he from Kiss?
Yeah. No, a firework went off behind him. There's a video when his hair sets on fire and he doesn't miss a note. He just carries on.
It was a tribute band.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Was it a tribute band?
Yeah.
Ha!
Wasn't there?
Oh, my days. Well, holy God.
Wow, you just said all my days in an interview.
Oh, my fucking days.
There we go.
Nevertheless, yeah.
Better. Anyway,
Bobby. Really? Mm. All right. That many people to watch a Kiss tribute band.
That's a shame.
Mm.
That's a shame. He says, swigging his beard.
That's a shame. Yeah. But that is a sensible question. Can you remember what it was?
I can indeed, yeah. So there's always sort of been like music in my family, and I wanted to play guitar, but I wasn't good enough in Aki's eyes, and he just did a little snigger then. I don't know if you managed to catch that. But no,
that was actually Connor that sniggered first.
Yeah, it was me. So.
Just getting out there.
My granddad was a bassist. My dad attempted to play bass, but he didn't do very well. And then just, being around music and just, I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't doing it. I'd just be a bit bored.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be an architect.
Well, but like if I could have my bass next to me, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
If I could have my bass next to me, I'd be like having like little breaks, like constantly just going, oh, da-da-da-da-da, right, okay, put that down. Go back to work and it's like, yeah, just constantly surrounded by it and just thought, why not? And then Vice were obviously looking for a bassist, and I just thought, well, I know Aki, known him for a couple of years, so why not? I'll just give it a shot, see what happens. And apparently, I'm acceptable.
Acceptable. Until someone better comes along.
Well, I wouldn't say better.
I'm not going to be that guy.
I'd say,
not today.
Yeah, I'd say
not
better,
today.
Actually.
No.
Yeah. Go on, Aki, Mr. Drummer Boy, wannabe drummer.
Yeah, it all started with, I got brought up on Black Sabbath, Deep Purple. I got my father to thank for that. I mean, every car journey I can ever remember was, it was Black Sabbath, it was Deep Purple, Pink Floyd. So it kind of become one of them things of, I need to play this music.
Yeah.
So originally I wanted to play drums, which was where it all started. And my brother had a drum kit at the time. There was like an old, is it Arai it's called?
Arai?
Whereas like a cheap drum kit, he got it for Christmas, I can still remember mum and dad actually trying to get it down from the attic at like 2 o'clock in the morning, absolutely rat arsed.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget because it actually did sound like a dum-tsh at one point.
Excellent.
You know, it is true, that does happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, I tried to learn drums at my school and they didn't actually have a drum teacher, so I went for guitar. I originally started with like classical nylon strung thing. From there, I had a guitar teacher called Colin Stevens, it's actually from Bury. He taught me everything he could up to the point of where I said, right, it's time for me to go and do this by myself. Mm-hmm. And then I think I had a PV Raptor originally was my first guitar. Then one day my dad had just come back from a job in New Zealand, I think, or Tasmania, something like that. He said, right, for 13th birthday, go and get you a proper guitar. Obviously, I was looking at these Epiphones and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, nah, come on, let's get you a proper one. And then I got my first Gibson SG.
Is that how old it is?
Yeah, I mean...
14-year-old.
It's 14-year-old, that guitar.
Wow.
So, well, I've had it for 14 years, and I think it's another three-year-old on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's been with me for quite a while now, and I still use it to this day. It's got a few battle scars, but...
Is that the one where the headstock snapped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
we played SOS Fest.
Oh, God, 2011.
With the original... Yeah, it's a long time ago. Mm. And we put it on one of the Hercules stands.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically the Hercules stand failed and it basically fell flat on its face and the headstock had snapped. But because of the lighting on the stage, I didn't actually see it. So I was there trying to tune it up. And all I could see was eventually when I looked at it, I was like, why is it not staying in? Oh my God. And luckily at the time, I mean, Paul Cuthbert from Spires had turned up and he was a guitar luthier. And I said, like, you know, what can you do with this? You know, can you fix it? Can you do something with it? Because I've got to play with it in, you know, 10 minutes. Right, I can't do anything with it to help you play now, but I can fix it if you want. It's like, oh, okay. And he literally grabbed the neck, grabbed the headstock, and just went and snapped it off. And he was just like, right, I'll take this with me, shall I? And I couldn't believe it, but I will be fair to
him. Mortified.
I was horrified.
Mm, I'll tell you what, you've dropped it since. Smashed all the knobs on.
Yeah, we played a show in Gateshead.
Yeah.
And basically I've got some
both guitars,
strap locks,
like an idiot.
But I've got some special penny washers kind of made out that I've drilled myself to make fit. But I didn't have them on at that point for some reason, and it fell on the floor quite hard. And it played great, didn't it?
Well, I thought when it hit...
the one on the railway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, it was that one. So it was quite early on.
I'm sure I remember seeing you there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was definitely there.
Yeah, in Gateshead. Mm. Yeah, it was that one.
Supporting Twisted.
Twisted.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, it's been a great guitar ever since.
I thought your bridge had, like, smashed into pieces, because also was these little bits go across. I was like, oh, my God, his bridge.
All it actually did was break the tone pot knobs. That's all it did. It just smashed two of them.
The plastic, just the knobs.
That was it. Yeah. All right. Then Amazon the next day ordered them, they arrived the next day.
They built them like tanks then.
Oh yeah,
God. Definitely.
For a Gibson to survive that was very good.
Mm.
But well, to be fair, he has stuck like two, I think they're about 3mm dowels of mahogany down the neck. So if that ever breaks again, then I've done something seriously wrong.
That's amazing.
But that's the story of how I learned guitar.
Yeah.
With a few minor setbacks.
And broke guitar.
Yeah. Would you really wanted to be a drummer?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you very much. That's been very entertaining.
It's not a problem. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
And you go on, finish off your... Well, no, you can't actually. They've finished it. But your Amstel...
I've still got one.
You've still got a bit of one.
I tried giving Connor some, but can into can doesn't work.
Yeah.
No.
I'm all good with this. It's all good.